Good morning. It is 8:45, and time now for Adopt a Pet. We do it every Tuesday, brought to you by Burrow Realty in Carrboro, where integrity matters. Blair and Clayton Nell and all the folks over there love dogs and cats. And today we have a great dog in here from Shayna. You did it, dog training. And Shayna, you did it again. We got a great dog in here. Tell me about this guy.
This is Buck, a.k.a. Baby Wubba Bubba, a.k.a. the Stumpy Unicorn, because he's got this adorable sebaceous cyst right in the middle of his head.
Uh-huh.
And they actually had it removed once before he ever came to me.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little bit of scar tissue up there. And it came back, as sebaceous cysts sometimes do.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the executive decision to try to make it an endearing part of his overall being, because sometimes rescues say, you know, oh, it makes them less adoptable. And I'm like, no, it's his stumpy unicorn horn, and it makes him more adoptable and more special and just more adorable to love.
It certainly doesn't bother me. I mean, he's a good-looking dog.
He's
I didn't even notice
boy.
Him until you mentioned it to me.
It's his little stumpy unicorn horn. It's just, it's where his magic comes from.
And it's very small.
It is very small. And it's, like we said, it's just his magical unicorn horn.
Yeah, well, tell me the story of Buck. How did you get him, and what's the story?
Buck has a phenomenal story. Buck came from Daviess County, Kentucky.
Really?
And I had been following emails about Buck needing rescue for about a month and a half, and because
mm-hmm.
they'd had him labeled a dog aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know why. My goodness.
Right, he's like not aggressive to anything, but he's a bulldog. He's an American bulldog mix, and he has a little bit of that defensive sounding mm-hmm. tone to his voice when he does vocalize.
Uh-huh.
So often dogs like him get misread.
The only thing that's aggressive about him is he was licking my hand the
yes.
moment he walked in here.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Aggressive kisses is the worst thing about this dog. The worst, you know? Like, he just loves giving kisses.
And he was just trying to get in your lap.
Oh, yes. No, he is a 60-pound lap dog that loves giving kisses. And basically, I reached out to the shelter in Daviess County, and they agreed to let me pull him and have him come to the rescue.
Uh-huh.
It took them 2 months. They were searching for transport
uh-huh.
for this dog for 2 months. And finally, one of the animal control officers
uh-huh.
from the Daviess County shelter drove him all the way to my house in Durham.
Wow. Pull that microphone down over there so we can hear him panting. I can hear him over there. Just barely everybody
hey,
listening to this guy.
Panting? What is it? Now, of course, now you stop. We brought a mic to you, and you just stop panting. Oh, there it is.
There you go. He's a great dog, man. I'm telling
He's
you.
He's got the biggest smile on his face at all times.
Yeah.
I swear, this is the smiliest dog.
Yeah. The only thing that the only problem he might cause for you is he might get your hand wet when he's licking you.
I mean, my shirt says it all. It says, beware of pit bulls or bully breeds. They will steal your heart.
Yeah. This guy is amazing. Take just a moment, if you would, and tell everybody what you do, and you did it.
You did it dog training. I train pet dogs, and I harmonize the relationship between humans and their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And You Did It Sustainable Rescue is the sister company that I established because I saw a need to change the way rescue organizations adopt out dogs. I saw the need to fill the training both before and after adoption
mm-hmm.
to help make these dogs more adoptable and give them their best shot at staying in their adoptive home.
It's just a labor of love for you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every dog, Bubba included, comes with 1 month subscription membership to my group training.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to meeting you as his new adoptive parent.
Well, let me tell you, this is a great dog here. You gotta adopt him. He just deserves a permanent home, somebody to love him, and somebody he can crawl up on the couch with you and watch TV. You know,
totally. That's actually his favorite state of being is either
really?
Riding in the car with you.
Uh-huh.
He's the best passenger ever.
Uh-huh.
Or sitting on the couch cuddling.
What? How old is he? I forgot to ask.
He is 6.5 years old.
Okay. So
he's an older boy mm-hmm. for a bulldog, but he is sprightly as heck.
But he's got a long future ahead of him.
Oh, yes. He is a sprightly young boy, and he loves you already.
Yeah, he does.
If you want more information about adopting Buck, Right now, we are live on Instagram at You Did It Sustainable Rescue, or you can check out sustainablerescue.org.
Well, I forgot that we were live on Instagram. Thank you for reminding me.
You are most welcome, Ron.
I'll have to check it out later, I guess.
Most definitely. We'll make sure it's posted.
But thank you so much, and give us your website address again, if you don't mind.
Sustainablerescue.org.
All right. Well, Shana, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
And thank you for having us.
Shana, You Did with Dr. Pett on 97.9 The Hill, brought to you by our friends at Borough Realty, Blair and Clayton Nell, and the whole gang over there. They'll take care of all your real estate needs. If you're interested in buying or selling property in Orange County, Chatham County, Alamance County, wherever, and whatever borough you want to be in or sell in, let them know. Borough Realty in Carrboro, where integrity matters. It's 8:51. This is 97.9 The Hill.